T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
I will be anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down,
and I'm gonna rock.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs, and we've made it. It's Friday. Friday.
Look, Danny's back and he's jumping.
Woo!
Weekend.
Partying.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Fun.
Well, Steve, happy Friday. I'm glad that you have your box back, though I do miss our a cappella version.
That was
just
a little bit. Yeah, it's like a campfire version.
Exactly.
Well, you know, with these things that were made in the 80s, I'm sure this box will fail me again at some point.
And you're talking about a sound effects box, right?
Yes, exactly.
Steve's sound effects box.
His other box is great.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. My boom box.
Yeah, yes, the boom box. Let's get to our contestant. We got Chris in Auburn. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Chris will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Chris, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ray Rice was drafted by which NFL team in 2008?
Baltimore Ravens.
Yes. Who starred in the late 70s film The Jerk?
Steve Martin.
Yes. Which planet has the largest ocean in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Yes.
Venus.
What pop star had the hit songs Firework and Hot and Cold?
Miley Cyrus.
No.
Pass.
Finch and Crane are both species of what animal?
Bird.
Yes. Chappelle's show premiered in what early 2000s year?
2001, 2002, 2003.
2003, yes. Which Huge. Famous inventor accumulated over 2,300 patents in his lifetime?
Benjamin Franklin.
No.
Nikola Tesla.
No.
Thomas Edison.
Yes. Which Seinfeld character takes his shirt off when he visits the toilet?
Kramer.
No.
George.
Yes.
Jerry.
Who did John Legend marry in 2013?
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Nice.
Not bad.
That's some good scoring right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that damn song in my head now.
You're
hot.
Okay, yeah. Just hearing the name of it does it to me as well.
By the way, I would say that the first lyric of that song Not very PC anymore.
Oh, I don't even know the first lyrics of that.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, I don't know if how that would be received. Surely if, you know, a certain gender did that song, they'd be in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a lot song.
Big butts.
I think that's
That's timeless.
I think everybody can agree that, that's cool.
As long as you're not lying about it.
Well, he's encouraging, being honest.
Exactly.
Right.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Ray Rice was drafted by which NFL team in 2008?
Baltimore Ravens.
Yes. Who starred in the late 70s film The Jerk?
Steve Martin.
Yes. Which planet has the largest ocean in our solar system?
He'll never get this.
That would be Uranus, Rev.
No.
Earth?
No.
Earth.
Mars?
No.
Jupiter?
Yep.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Jupiter.
What pop star had the hit songs Firework and Hot
Katy
and
Perry.
Cold? Yes.
There you go.
Finch and Crane are both species of what animal?
Bird.
Yes.
Bird.
Chappelle's Show premiered in what early 2000s year?
2001.
No.
2002.
No.
2000.
No.
Damn it.
2003. Which famous inventor accumulated over 2,300 patents in his lifetime?
Thomas Jefferson.
No.
Oh. Thomas Edison.
Yes.
That's it.
Which Seinfeld character takes off his shirt when he visits the toilet?
Oh, that'd be George Costanza.
Yes. Who
I'd
did
do the same?
Oh, whoa. Who did John Legend marry in 2013?
Chrissy Teigen.
Yes.
Snow Ho.
What playing card symbolizes death?
What?
What playing card symbolizes death?
Ace of Spades?
Yes. And Steve, you get A correct. And it's a tie.
Nice
stupid
work, Chris.
Jupiter.
Nice work, Chris.
You didn't get.
Thank you.
Didn't get a win, but
that's great.
Well, congratulations, Steve. We figured out the ones you didn't get right, and you got that tie. So I guess congrats. Well, maybe not.
Yeah, one texter says a very well-rounded group of questions. Good job,
Rev. Nice job, Rev.
Wow.
I have a friend of mine though that's been watching Jeopardy every night, one of his favorite shows.
Uh huh.
He has been trying for the longest time, and it's so weird, he has never been able to get through on Beat Migs. And of course, we have people that have records against Steve because they get
exactly.
through so much. And I'm like, because he knows you get your questions from Jeopardy, so he figured he'd have a bit of an edge if he can get through.
I don't get all of my questions from Jeopardy.
Still a little bit of an edge.
I get a majority of my questions from Jeopardy. Well, congrats, Steve. You won.
We got a great story about a 22-year-old woman who anonymously posted a story on Reddit about how her 3-year relationship ended recently. When her 24-year-old boyfriend noticed she was making a lot of suspiciously long trips out of the home.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. Oh, this, and this story totally speaks to me. He confronted her last week for cheating on him and then dumped her. And then she's like, dude, I'm not cheating on you. Here's what's going on. Turns out he's a vegan, and she was sneaking out to go to McDonald's so she could have some meat in her life.
I knew it. I knew you were getting meat on the side. It's not that kind of meat, babe.
Yeah, it's not that kind of meat.
I knew you were getting a Big Mac. Who's Mac?
Oh, yeah. She's getting a Whopper.
That's Burger King.
Come on,
BJ. Listen, but Whopper works better for her getting it on the side. But, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Getting them spicy nugs.
There we go. Getting some spicy nugs.
Oh, you never know, man. Maybe she's just looking to go a little bit different. Goes for a fish sandwich, if you know what I mean, boys.
You made me snort.
Wow. he did not believe her, and she was like, dude, I swear to you, it's true. And now she's trying to figure out how she can prove this. She said, I never thought my relationship would end over something so stupid. I'm going to say this to her. If indeed she is telling the truth, and I have no reason not to believe her, she's winning the lottery by losing that guy, because that's an overly suspicious dude. Seriously. I mean, you can't go out of the house once in a while. Anyway, like you just assume you're cheating because you leave the house?
Well, in all fairness, though, what if he's like, hey, where are you going? You were gone for like an hour. She's like, and she starts sounding kind of shady because she doesn't want to admit that she was going to McDonald's to get some meat in her mouth. Like, he's, you know, after a while, I mean, I'm saying, like, I don't know who's right and who's wrong in this, but it's a tough thing to prove also. Like, if the guy thinks she's cheating, it's like, it's so hard to prove not, unless you can pull up the receipts that say, hey, look at all these trips to McDonald's.
Yeah, and I wonder if then he would dump her based on that, because I remember when my wife, when she was a hardcore vegetarian, she would not be married to anybody that wasn't, and I didn't cheat. Mm-hmm. I, you know, all those years, I mean, that was almost 20 years I was a vegetarian, I did not cheat once, at least, you know, without knowing about it. Like, if I had some food that had meat in it, I didn't know, but otherwise, I didn't intentionally go get some meat.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes maybe someone accidentally slipped a little sausage in you, something like that.
Well,
right?
You know, that's a whole different story, Steve. And was that an accident? I don't know.
Dude, when my wife decided, she's like, I'm going to make, because she was never really, dairy didn't sit well with her. She wasn't a big fan of red meat and really chicken. Like, meat really wasn't anything. So she's like, I'm just going to go vegan and I'm just going to make it more a strict thing. And I remember I couldn't even imagine. She's like, I need you to do that as well. I would have, you know, at first I was like, hey, I'll do it solidarity. And then within an hour, I was like, I'm out. I'm not doing this vegan thing. This is ridiculous. I can't give up cheese. I can't give up sushi, fish, all that stuff. That would have been a real tough argument to have with her. You know, if she was like, no, you have to be a vegan as well.
Yeah, that was the deal back then. And so I was like, well, I want to be with this woman. So I guess this is what I got to do. And you were there, obviously, Steve, when I had my breakout day, when Kathy was like, eh, you know what? The doctor says you should have some more meat. I was like, I got in the car and left.
You got all the meat.
Yeah. And you remember, we were in San Francisco and I had my first meat meal in almost 20 years. We had some clam chowder and we were at some place in San Francisco. It was great.
Wasn't that right around the time it was the Chinese New Year?
Yes.
Yes. That was a good time. We went to Morton's.
A great time. Yes. Oh, dude.
Steakhouse.
It was a little worried, like, well, I haven't had steak in a while, but you know what, boys, let's do it. I mean, I'll pay the price. But it turns out my body was like, don't worry, we've been waiting for this day.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Let me tell you about this guy named Jim. He probably thinks buying a house is stressful, unlike Steve. Steve doesn't think it's very stressful.
Buying a house is the easiest thing.
Yeah. He recently bought a house in Chicago from a woman who had lived there for 50 years. And what he planned to do was remodel the home and sell it. Oh, he's one of them flipper people.
Flip or flop.
Yeah, that's what he is.
I love those shows, man.
How about this dude? He was, and you hear stories about this. He was beginning work and found five envelopes packed with almost $10,000 hidden throughout the living room. And the money was found in various spots, including behind an old photo hanging on the wall.
What, like a little secret compartment?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to mention exact people, but there are old people that I know in my life that do this. They just tuck money away everywhere like paper money. And you got to be thinking, like, when they go, you got to, I mean, it's like...
That's an Easter egg hunt, man.
Yeah, it's the first person in that house, they should just go looking.
Yeah, there have been times for me, like, where I, like, you know, oh, they put this money aside for when, like, the next time I go to this place or that place. You know, like, you just, like, kind of hold on to some, like, cash for whatever reasons. And then I forget about it.
Yeah.
And then I'll grab like a pair of pants. I'm like in the back pocket. I'm like, oh, that's $40.
That's a little different than, you know, $10,000 is a little bit more.
Right. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
You know, and what? Mine was like a stash for like chicken wings.
You know, if you can lose $10,000 and forget about it like that, just put it somewhere and forget about it. They're having a good life.
That's never happened to me.
Yeah. So this guy first, when he saw this, because he buys a house from this old woman, finds $10,000 just randomly hidden all over the place. And he wondered if he was being filmed for a prank show to see what he would do with the money. Well, Jim knew immediately that, you know what, this money does not belong to me, probably the previous owner. He returned it to her, even declining an offer of a finder's fee.
So I think she felt that her safest place for her money was kind of hidden around the house. It's kind of surreal. I thought it might be like being on some kind of reality TV show. Like, I think there are good people in the world, and I'm not the only one that would have done the same thing.
He must be okay financially, because he turned down the finder's fee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one thing if she, if look, you don't, maybe don't ask for the finder's fee. I'm like, okay with that. But if the person didn't even know they lost the money and they really, you know, they say the cycle of giving is accepting as well. Giving and receiving, do both.
Yep.
I'd take that finder's fee.
No, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, if he's like one of those like high end flipper flopper guys.
Yeah.
You know, he might probably be just be doing all right. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Do I need this?
You know, go buy yourself something nice with that $1,000 you're going to give me.
I'm fancy.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe she's like a sweet old lady. And you just couldn't, in your heart of hearts,
it's really hard for me to create this
Hallmark movie.
Well, it's because
she's got a nice daughter, and she introduces him to her daughter, and next thing you know, romance is in the air. But she's still got that high school sweetheart.
Oh, right.
So she's torn on which guy she wants to be with.
Look, you need to watch TV away from your wife, just so you know. You're a little caught up in the Hallmark world. I'm just saying.
Hallmark life is the life, man.
Oh, is it the life?
Okay. It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right, so this dude finds 10 grand in a house that he bought, and what does he do? He returns it to the former owner, and what a nice man.
What a
nice guy. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I can't believe I found blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Oh, this is the best text ever. One time, I found an extra cheeseburger from McDonald's. It was awesome.
That is the greatest thing. I you know what? I wouldn't return that to the owner either.
All right, how about this one? Somebody said, my mom passed a while ago while cleaning out her apartment. I found $8,000 in one of her coats in the closet.
Whoa! What? Again, it's amazing the amount of cash that people just keep on hand somewhere. That's nuts.
Was that like her little spending, you know, like she embezzled a little
mad money?
I don't know for what, but maybe like she was like, her husband was like, Sheila, I'm sick of you buying shoes all the time. So she's like, you know what, I'm going to pocket some cash and then he'll never know.
Well, if I believe some stories that I watch on TV, sometimes people would do that to get the hell out. Like it would be like their go bag.
All right. That definitely did not happen with my mom. So right now they're moving.
Are you sure?
Yes, because I know my mom, and she's just as forgetful as BJ sometimes.
Wow,
so
thanks.
That's very forgetful. So she has her own company, and so she gets a lot of cash payments. So she's like, I'm going to put this aside and start a fund for whatever, let's say an appliance. So she'll start a fund somewhere, forget about it, start another fund. And so over the course of this move, she's found like $800.
Ooh, very nice.
So she's like, oh, that's going to pay for the new bathroom vanity that we're remodeling.
See, she's her own kind of saver. You know, who needs banks?
Right?
When you have pockets you forget stuff are in.
Right. Or like old coffee cans and stuff you put them in.
Or she'll do something like, hey, hold on to this for me. I'm like, what? No, I don't want to hold money for you. She's like, yeah, I have some money at your aunt's house.
Don't ask where it came from. Just hold on to it.
I think in
Does
her...
Does she remember where all this money is?
Apparently not. Like only just like if it's with other people.
Well, let
but
me know if she ever
house,
needs
no.
me to hold some money okay. for her.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. Right? And I'm forgetful. So between the two of us, someone's going to make money someday. It won't be us.
So we'll have to go through all your stuff and all my mom's stuff to find it.
I like it. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Mitch. He's on I-5. Mitch, you're on the Rock.
Morning, gang.
Morning, Mitch. Welcome back to the show. What do you got for us, buddy?
I got a great one for you. Sweet thing, and I stopped at lunchtime at the local Hagen up in Mount Vernon to get a Scooby snack. And as I take my tray and my grub, walking back to our table, I see $100 on the ground. Yeah. So I bend down, pick up the $100, tuck it underneath the tray like nothing's happening here, sat down at the table, sweet thing, come sit down and go, you ain't going to believe it. I found $100. She goes, no way. So I slide it out from underneath the tray. No, $200, crisp $100 bill, Benjamin's, right?
Oh, so, it's like a magic trick.
She says, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go to the manager, tell him I found some money. Someone comes in and says, hey, I lost a couple $100 or whatever. Absolutely, give it back to him, because if I lost a couple $100, I sure hope somebody, give that back to me.
I like that, Mitch. You know what? You're a true American.
Just didn't hear nothing for a week. Told sweet thing, I said, pocket $200. She goes, no, I'm pocketing the $200. I said, what? I found it. She goes, no, we found it. I found it. It's mine now. I'm thinking, man, son of a.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if sweet thing is the right name for her anymore at this point.
Is she a hooker?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's always been sweet thing.
Yeah, even when she takes your money like that, I would call her another kind of thing.
No, BJ, what's hers is hers. and what mine is hers.
Yeah, exactly. That's you know what, Mitch? I never really learned that rule. This is why I'm not very successful in relationships.
That's mine.
That's an old school rule. You know what I mean? Right. It really, really is. And I never, you know.
I'll take 195. You get five.
This is why Mitch is happy. Fair. Mitch, you know what? He calls his woman sweet thing, even though she takes his cash. You know how much of a fight that would have been? For me and Kathy, I mean, there would be no sweet thing.
Do you understand how many board games I can buy?
Listen, Swamp Thing, I want my money. Wow. That's what it would be with me.
All right, not everything is money that people find. Sometimes they find pictures of things they do not want to see, like this one. I cannot believe I found Polaroids of my parents in an orgy.
No.
I was about 12 years old looking through my dad's porn stash. I'm scarred for life.
Okay, so they were in dad's porn. This is why you got to be careful going through your parents' porn stash.
Yeah,
you got to be careful. You don't know what you're going to find.
Yeah, I remember one time like searching through my dad's computer history, and I said, I'm never going on my dad's computer ever again.
Oh, dude, that was like with my grandpa.
Oh, that you don't want to. Yeah, you can't do that.
It's just like, you know, I know every guy looks at everything. Yeah. I didn't mean to. But, like, I was just like, I guess I did mean to, because, you know, you're just
of
like.
Of course you did, You have to, you can't do it. You don't want to know that about your parents.
But, like, there's that curiosity, like, oh, let's see what dad looks at. And then I see, and I was like, all right, I'm going to act like I never saw this and just close the computer. Yeah. It wasn't, like, anything illegal, but it was just, you know.
Well, yeah, there's just different fetishes that you'd be like, okay, then.
Just don't want to know what dad's into.
Wow, dad.
I don't want to know what dad's into anything.
So you really,
other than mom.
Dad, you really, now I know why you like The Wizard of Oz so much. I had no idea.
See, at least, I mean, you succumb to curiosity. I have found out things about, it's either my brother or my dad, I don't know, but we had this weird computer program that if you go to websites, like it would save cookies and put them on, it was like a picture viewing app or whatever on your computer, and it would just save random images. So I'd get like MySpace pictures, you know, pictures from Google, and then you'd see all of the other pictures that have, you know, popped in from websites.
You can pull the two of them into the room and go, which one of you is this?
Because
I was a teenager. I really did not want to know either.
They're living in your house now. You get to be that parent no porn watching on my computer, Dad.
Everyone has phones now.
Okay, but still, they're on your internet, your house, your rules. Right?
That's very true.
Actually, my dad's going to be providing internet, so I'm like, okay. It's technically his internet now.
Wow. You know, some people bring a bottle of wine to a house. He brings internet.
Right.
Your parents
that's
move
impressive.
In, they
can
bring
come
internet?
Over to my house?
He'll bring the fruit snacks.
Okay, that's fair.
So you don't got to pay for internet now?
For 3 months.
That's not horrible.
No.
All right, maybe I'll let your dad move in.
All right, how about this one? Somebody says, I bought my grandma's house after she passed away, and I can't believe I found a picture book full of nude photos of my grandma.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Also, this person used the same line. Scarred for life. Yuck.
Was it like current grandma, like granny, or was it like in her prime?
Probably prime.
I'm leaning towards prime and maybe like Tom Brady a little past her prime.
Okay.
What about GILF hunters, though? There are GILF hunters.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that's going to be the millennials' entire generation when we're like old, like 80s. Like all of our kids are just going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I found my dad's old cell phone in.
Right?
What?
Or I just got access to my dad's Dropbox.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. Oh, he was dropping the...
Yeah, he was dropping that box. Yes, he was.
Oh, my God.
And really, I mean, and you millennials will have that stuff because they're still, you know, I recently just went in a drawer and found a magazine. I thought I cleared everything out.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, whoa, where did you come from? And this is from 2000, and this was a 2004 issue.
20 minutes later, he's like, I'll put you back here for another time.
It's only 10 minutes.
All right, 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's all I really.
Yeah, that's right. Your wife doesn't live with you
but
anymore.
It was so wild to go back in time and see a 2004 magazine.
It's like a time capsule of boobs.
It was totally. And it was interesting to see like what was popular at that time.
Hairstyles.
Yeah. And I wish I could remember. I should have kept it out. But somebody was criticizing a new show that's now a really popular show. Like they said, I don't know who'd ever watch this crap on TV in 2004. And as it turns out, it was a mega popular show. And this person was completely idiotic. And I forget the name of
What's the deal with this Office show? No one's going to like it.
It was something like that. That's it was like, funny. No one is going to dig this. This is a horrible show. And it was like, and it was on for 15 years. Good job.
One texter said, I found while working for a moving company, pictures of the wife naked. She was a pretty hot redhead.
Wonder if they kept him.
Wait a second. What?
Well, he was working for a moving company, and they were moving stuff. Came across pictures of that person's wife.
Oh,
naked.
I thought his wife. I'm going to go, wow, that's pretty wild.
Oh, that would be a hell of a twist.
I missed that. Like, wait, you found pictures of somebody, your wife, at somebody else's house.
That person's wife.
Okay, now I'm,
See, that's why if grandma dies, let somebody else go into your house and they'll appreciate the pictures and you won't see them.
That's a good point. And then let you know when everything, the coast is clear.
Yeah, we should do that all for each other. Because look, I mean, I don't mind seeing pictures of people's parents and you know, in their prime. What do I care?
That's going to be a tough sell, like online. Like, hey, hire us. We'll look through your old belongings to make sure there's no naked pictures of your grandma.
I did that with Vicky because I just knew. I was smart enough to go, my daughter is of the age that maybe there are things. Through, yeah. And we had to move her room to repaint it and move out stuff. And so it was the worst job I ever. Said, Vicky, look, I don't want to discover stuff. Will you please go through it if you have her permission? And Vicky's like, okay.
I mean, it's like I'm probably one of the few people in the world that'd be like, I don't care.
See, that's what I figured. It was a horrible thing to ask of you.
If it was your wife, I think that might be weird.
Oh, yeah. I figured it was a person your age, you would understand.
A peer as opposed to your boss's wife.
I wouldn't ask you. I'd ask Steve to do that job if it was my wife. Yeah.
I'm more than happy to help out.
Yeah.
More than happy.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, I got you.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.